Well, the thing is, we're going to talk about different types of networking.
A little bit of self-help.
Because there's networking, obviously, to try to build your clients.
Some of the issues that people run into is a lot of doubt.
And there's also networking to be able to get like mentors and stuff in your own industry. That way you can learn in your own craft, build on your craft.
Talking about the future of networking too, AI, and you know, we have virtual reality. Like that's going to change. That's changing the game.
It's already changing.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's changing now. Hello and welcome to 23 Journeys, a network for creatives. I am your host, Todd O'Datson, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Naomi.
Hi, everybody.
So, 23 Journeys, what are we? Well, we are we love doing photography. We are creatives, you know. I have a background in photography, videography. My wife has a background in music and entertainment. It runs in your family, like circus people. And
circus people.
Nah, just joking. No, her father was great. He's a great musician, audio engineer, trained her well. She has great ear for sound. But what I'm talking about is that what we are here for is that we're here to help you learn more about great ways to help develop and grow your business. And the way that we developed our business was through networking. It's basically relationship building. Through going to networking events, communication through social media, email, you name it. So this is where we are here to kind of guide you in all that. There's a lot of great podcasts and shows that talk about, you know, hey, if you have this camera or this lighting technique and everything, I'm like, that's great. How do I get my stuff out there to people? You know, and then there's always people that go like, if you watch my videos, we'll show you how to sell and get $10,000 a month and stuff. I mean, maybe there are some guys that can actually really do that, but I found the best way for us to have a sustainable business is through networking, building relationships, helping ourselves stand out different from our competition, because networking gets you top of mind of other people, you know? There's other photographers, like we do weddings, we do events, we do real estate, headshots, but if you look in the Philadelphia area where we're at, I mean, the list is probably like this with all the different photographers that can provide the same exact services. So, Naomi, in your opinion, like, how would our networking really separate us from all the other people?
Well, the thing is, we're going to talk about different types of networking because there's networking, obviously, to try to build your clients and get more projects and everything and stuff like that. But then there's also networking to be able to get like mentors and stuff in your own industry. That way you can learn in your own craft and stuff like that and build on your craft. And then there's also networking, too. It takes a lot to run a business and everything. And yeah, your main craft is that's like your bread and butter and everything. But you need to have like a background. Like you need accountants, you need bookkeepers, you need insurance people and stuff like that. So it's like networking not only in the thought process of, oh, I need to get more clients, I'm going to network with this person to get a client and stuff, but it's also networking to also build your foundation and your business as a whole and stuff as you grow as well and stuff, because there's lots of different things. And it's cool too, because it's like we have two completely different personalities. Like you're all cool and calm, you're cool on the video and everything. This is more like anxiety related for me, being on camera and stuff. So, and everything. And we network in two different ways. Like you are always so easy to go out to events and everything and stuff. Whereas I might be like, I'll go to events, but I need somebody to go with me or like kind of be like my wing person or something, because I'm more shy and everything and whatnot, where I might take a back road and be like, I'd rather network with people online where I could just type in the computer and stuff like that and everything and network that way where I'm not as face to face and stuff. So I think it'll be good to bring two perspectives on different ways to do it, because everybody's different and like one way doesn't meet it for everybody. Everybody might do a different path.
Yeah. And that's very important, because, you know, networking is one thing that scares a lot of people. You know, it's like, I have to get in front of people. Like, why can't I just show them my work? And I mean, yeah, you can do that. You can set up a social media page. You can an Instagram or a Facebook and post some great pictures. You can put your songs out there. And then maybe you might get lucky. You might one of those few that like the manager of Justin Bieber or somebody else sees your stuff and they're like, oh, we need a collab or something. But that's a dime a dozen. Like those incidents barely happen, especially nowadays and whatnot. So networking helps you get in front of others. You know, you're selling yourself at the end of the day. Network relationship building. And I love how you pointed out that you like to do more of the email or like the digital networking versus I'm more of an in-person networking. So like a lot of stuff we're going to talk about is different techniques and stuff that you could use, whether at a networking event or even via email. And then we also have plan two. We're going to bring guests on for future episodes that we're going to be talking about different like experiences they have, like people that we have lined up. We have Cogent Connections, where they are a great networking company, the great events in New Jersey, the Wolf of Broad Street. We have the Networking Concierge. So these are some great people that we have lined up, ready for all of you all to maybe tune in, whether you're watching us on video or if you're listening to us on the audio version. We greatly appreciate you taking your time to hear it all, and we look forward to serving you all and giving you all some great information that will help you. Well, I mean, it could help you also in your personal life outside of your business life too. Because I got my brother. He's one of our guests too.
Coming up too, and everything. Because he's a creative, but he's more in the MC and like speaking and everything and stuff like that. Whereas like you're a lot more behind the camera and everything and all. So it's good to see like different types of creatives in their artistic fields and stuff. That it's like they're different paths, but we're all kind of same principles at the end of the day and stuff like that, that might go into how we network and how we build our businesses and everything from there. And also,
a little bit of self-help. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the issues that people run into is a lot of doubt. Like, am I worthy of being out here to sell to these people or talk to these people and everything? So when you look at yourself as a creative, you have to know your value. You know, there are times that, you know, sometimes it makes sense to do a job or something for people, whether for free or at a discount. But what else are you getting out of it? You know, yeah, cool. You're helping somebody out because obviously the number one thing as a creative, you're always going to get people that are going to say like, it's like, oh, if you just help us out, we'll promote you. We'll do this and that. Yeah, sure. But I'm pretty sure other people can promote me too. You know, so there has to be something else aside from just like giving away your services too. So know your value, know that don't just give yourself away for nothing. Make sure that whatever you're doing, whether it's like you're a college student and you're fresh and you're like, okay, I need to get out there. Yeah, sure. Do a couple of free gigs, build your network, you know, for people to be able to refer you out to and stuff. But also know that there's are certain times that you need to be able to get guaranteed. Make sure stuff's in writing too. If you're doing these things like, hey, you're guaranteed these social media posts or, you know, or whatnot.
And I think all of that too is such a good topic that like you can spend a whole topic probably in the future. We should probably do one like that. And like where we're spending like a whole time about like getting into the field and like growing from the ground up and stuff like that and everything and like your niche and everything, like because that's a whole topic in and of itself, like and everything that you were just speaking about and all. So it's like that kind of stuff. Like it's not just all about like one thing. We want to try to help businesses grow and stuff like that. And do we have all the knowledge and everything? No, like we don't know all the answers and stuff like that. We're still building as it is and stuff, but we want to share our experiences and some tidbits that we have from that, our experiences from the past few years and stuff to kind of maybe something will click and work for you guys. Maybe it won't, but and stuff. And we'd be open to any ideas that you might have too along the way and stuff like that. You could put it down in the comments and stuff like that and whatnot and all, and maybe some great topics will come out of it in the future.
Yeah, very true. A little bit of my background. So my background is I went to Wilmington University, Newcastle, Delaware. So Delaware guy, first state, you know, and so in school I went for television production, digital filmmaking. And I wanted to work in media. I wanted to work in TV. I didn't even know how. I was able to get my first television gig with local TV in Delaware. And I worked there, Pots of Promotion. Shout out to those guys. I worked there for probably 2, maybe 3 years. And I learned a lot with editing, camera work. I got to do some field producing. They let me get on front of camera. So it was like really cool. Like I loved that because it was a smaller company. I was able to get my hands on a whole bunch of different things. It really gave me a lot of real life experience. After that, then I shifted over and I started working with Shaytown Films, Humag Multimedia. They're out of New Jersey. Shout out to Rob Schwartz. He gave me a great opportunity. Worked with his company as an assistant director and like associate producer and producer on different projects. WhoMag TV. We had Dance Music Mag TV. We did Dancing on Air. So that was a show that actually got on Bravo. So I was one of the assistant directors on that show. And I truly appreciate the experience and such and that. And really, the transition from Positive Promotions to WhoMag all came from networking. And how that happened was I was working and I was doing my editing and stuff. And, you know, they brought Rob's. He was managing the music artist at the time. He was doing a lot of things. But he was managing a music artist named Santalina. And she came in to perform on the show and stuff. And I see them, and I was like, wow, I like what they're doing. So I was just talking with them, and we chit-chat, you know, exchange cards. And I was like, he's like, all right, yeah, cool, whatever. So then after that, they bring Santalina back again, this time not as a performer, but as, like, an actual guest just to talk on the show and stuff. So then Rob comes in, and I'm talking to him some more, and I'm just like, say, like, hey, man, you know, I'm just doing this. I'm learning. I'd love to learn from you guys. I like what you got going on and stuff. So then after that, he's like, all right, I'll really call you this time. So then I got a call. So then he brought me on interning for doing some interviews for some entertainers. Like, I got to interview Lil Jon, rapper Lil Jon, Wyclef, Buju Banton, if you're into Jamaican music and such. And these were just some, Fat Joe, I got to interview. And so if you know hip hop, like all my hip hop heads who are watching, like, you know, these were some people that I had a chance to talk to, and some of them I met in person and everything. And everyone, I think, honestly, everyone was really cool. I mean, I never really ran into anybody who was really Hollywood. I think the funniest thing, though, was Lil Jon, though. Like, we were like, hey, Lil Jon, can you do a freestyle? He's like, nah, that's a paid style. I was like, all right. that was cool. So, but that's the power of networking. Like, I communicated. I was telling him what I wanted. I knew what I wanted. I just wanted to learn. I wanted to grow. And I knew who I had to talk to. Yeah, I could have talked to Santalina, but she wasn't the person that was she was like the entertainer. I was more interested in the behind the scenes. And that's who Rob was.
And it's funny because it's like now, like, I just think of Rob going back all the way to the beginning because, I mean, he was even at our wedding and stuff like that and all now and everything. So it's like, I know who Rob was and everything and stuff like that. But I remember you working at the other company and stuff like that, but I don't think I ever associated the connection of how that company got you associated with Rob and stuff like that then now and stuff. I just saw how you met Rob and then had blossomed after that with just all different learning connections and talking to people and everything and stuff like that and all and building from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how networking works. You know, you never know what connection is going to build to this connection and that connection. I've met a lot of great people through Rob. I mean, Rob's definitely been a great asset in my life. And, you know, maybe we should get him on a show sometime. You know?
Sometime, yeah. That was the thing, though, you pointed out, too, because it's like you were with the other company. You had met Rob once and stuff like that, talked to him or whatever. But it sounded like it wasn't until he came back again that you really started up that conversation and stuff like that. So it's like, a lot of times, too, like, you might talk to somebody or whatever, and you're like, oh, well, that didn't go anywhere, or like, oh, I can't get anything from this or whatever. But then it's like, it puts that little spark in somebody's mind. Then next time you see them at, like, another event or something that maybe you weren't even noticing that they were going to be at or something, you're like, hey, I've met you before or something. And it's like that just little bit of communication that you're like, you look familiar, or I think I met you at this place and stuff like that. That way you can start up that conversation and start building them from there and all. Because a lot of times it's not like you're going to meet somebody and then like you're going to take off from there and stuff like that. Sometimes yeah. It's like building on those little connections and stuff like that and all. Like, because maybe you're even in two different industries. Like, you might cross like industries and stuff like that where you might be like in the same events or same room, but not anywhere where you guys can collab yet or anything. But then down the road, you might be in a more position that like, oh, like I need a photographer at this time and stuff like that. Or, oh, I need an artist or something like that and everything down the road. So it's like just those little touches kind of put you in mind, because if people don't know who you are and you don't introduce yourselves, they're not going to know to call you or what even you do if you don't open up your mouth and tell them what you do and just like be like, hey, I'm this kind of person and stuff and all. And whatnot, and building rapport with people, because networking too is your product. Like you said earlier, there's a million photographers are in our industry, even just in our like Philadelphia network and stuff like that. So it's like if people go online, search photographers, they'll just get like overload of all these things. So a lot of times people, they'll look at people's portfolios and stuff like that, but then they'll be asking their friends like, hey, like who did you use for like your wedding or who did you use for your headshots or something and everything. So word of mouth, and they would be like, oh, I got a guy or I know a person, this person's great. It's like they're validating your work and stuff like that. And then people can go on and see like, oh yeah, I saw him in the list of people I was looking at. I just didn't know who he was and stuff. But now somebody's vouching for you and all and whatnot and stuff. So power of networking with all that. So yeah.
Yeah. The power of networking gives you warm introductions. Yeah. Versus a cold introduction where cold is like someone looks up photographers and they happen to see my name and they're like, oh, well, I mean, looks pretty cool. I'm not sure. I mean, got some nice reviews or whatever. Warm introduction is like, hey, this is the photographer of my wedding. He was fantastic. Check him out. Then they go on. Okay, well, Jimmy said he was fantastic and they loved working with him. So, okay, well, I guess, yeah, work looks good. And I know Jimmy's my buddy and he wouldn't lie to me. So that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the repetition is key. Like one of the things with what I do in like physical networking is I'll go to networking events and a lot of times I'll run into the same people at the same like different. There'll be different events, but like some of the same people. I'll be like, oh, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? You know. From there, it's like okay, it makes it easier for me to have a conversation. So say for instance, somebody is like an accountant, or when I like right now, like me and that person don't really have anything for each other, but we're like, oh, hey, I saw you at the last event. So we can just at least catch up and stuff. And then somebody they may know may actually need a photographer. And they'd be like, and we're talking, and that he can be like, oh, have you met Tato? Tato's fantastic. He's a photographer and stuff. Boom. And then it's like, now we can continue a conversation. And me and this other person can grow versus me approaching that person, which I mean, I can do that too. But that warm opening is like, that boosts your connection rate with other people by like 50%, I think. Maybe even more.
Plus the warm connections and stuff like that help somebody like me who like we said earlier, like you like to go out, you'll talk to people and everything and stuff like that. I'm a little bit more shy. So like when I do have that warm connection or I'm talking to somebody that I feel comfortable already that and everything and all that, they go, oh, have you met this person and stuff like that? It's like then I feel a little bit more like coming out of my shell to be able to talk to that other person and stuff like that too. So it's like that helps me with the warm connections and all, because I am more shy and all. So that does help me a lot on that aspect and all. So a little about my background and stuff like that. You had mentioned about like my dad with the music industry and stuff like that. And also, but yeah, so my dad was in the industry. He would always go out and stuff. He wasn't a DJ and stuff. He would make that distinction. DJ is a completely different thing with a set of skills that are awesome in their own right. My dad could not DJ for anything. He would be the ones with like the live bands or at the clubs, like anywhere where like you need to be mixing that live and everything and stuff like that and all. Like he had a fantastic ear and stuff and all, but like he owned his own business and he worked for other companies too, but it was all about networking for him too and stuff like that and all. Like, and he would network with bigger companies too that people might come and be like, hey, I have an artist, we have an outdoor gig and stuff like that, but they might not be able to take it on or that might not be in their wheelhouse. So then they would pass it off to my dad, like, hey, I know a guy and stuff like that and all and stuff. So my dad really had to network in that whole field and all. And so I grew up seeing that hustle, seeing how you network, seeing all of that and everything and like whatnot. And then, but my industry, I came more from like an administrative background. So like I went to school for accounting and business and everything and all. So it takes all of that in the background to build a business and everything too. So and all, because you are out there, you're the skill, you're the photographer, you're the videographer and stuff like that. But on the back end, you still need contracts. You still need your finances put together and everything and stuff like that. So it takes both of that. And I feel like we complement each other with that aspect and all and stuff. And then like when we're at events and everything, I can talk to those accountants. So you said you might not have anything in common with those accountants and stuff and all, like, but you're making that connection in the sense of then to be able to refer your skill. I might make connections with that accountant or something to learn stuff and everything, because then I'm like, oh, that's my forte and everything. Like, what programs are you using? Like, how do you go about this and stuff like that? So it's like I then network in that way and stuff. So then I'm thinking like the business end of it and all to grow the business end, where you're thinking then the product side and the services of on that end. So two different completely ways of networking, two different styles, two different backgrounds and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. And then finding, you said you're finding different techniques and you always find mentors or other people who know different skills that you can network. I mean, we're owners of this business, and you know, we'll also network with other business owners too, mm-hmm. and such. And like I've even networked with other photographers who own businesses, and they have other photographers who work with them. When we were bogged down and we couldn't do a job, I'd reach out to them, be like, "Hey, I have this client. I can't. None of my teammate members can go out. Can I send one of your people out? You know, we'll give you guys. You guys can take the job. You know, just don't take. No, but we, you know, don't take my client or anything like that."
There's a level of respect with that too, and everything, because it's like, it's core too to build up your network of people in your industry. Because one, we said before, you can learn from other people and stuff and all and whatnot. But like how you said, like if you're busy, you have somebody else that you can refer and stuff, like to keep good relationships and everything and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people in industries that they're like, "Oh no, I'm doing my thing. I'm the best at my thing. I don't want to associate with anybody else," because it's like, you're either taking me or you're not taking me or something and everything. And I feel like you lose out then on possibilities down the line with that and everything stuff too. So it's like, it's good to have a good relationship with others in your industry and all. So
yeah. And different people you can build relationships with is for example, one of the things we're going to really focus on in a later on episode is talking about niching down. But like, just like doing a little preview of that is like, for example, if like, say for instance, your niche is wedding photography, who are the people you're going to want to network? You're going to want to know who are going to be your networking. What's the term we say in the networking world? Your power networking referrals. There's certain referrals. Like, there you go. But it's who are you looking for a referral and stuff? So if you're a wedding photographer or videographer, you probably want to get referred to event planners. You probably want to get referred to
venues.
Yep. You probably want to get referred to maybe even other professionals in the wedding, like a florist,
makeup artist,
yeah. The suit DJs designer, dress,
yeah, huge one.
So, DJ, I mean,
especially photographers and DJs, we go kind of like hand in hand with a lot of like events and stuff like that, especially on like the event side of it, everything. Because even like when there's like award ceremonies and stuff like that, at award ceremonies and things, you'll have somebody that's doing the music and stuff while everyone's there at the banquet and stuff, but then they want a photographer or videographer to also photograph it to get that out there and stuff like that. So it's like, and then you might run into them at a wedding then too, because I think that's happened to you a couple times where it's like, you'll see a DJ and you'll meet them at a wedding or something that you did, and then here they're at a corporate event that you've done then too and stuff like that and all and whatnot and everything. Because I think even at one of the weddings that we did, the DJ was the DJ that's also at the Wells Fargo that does like the things at the Wells Fargo and everything and stuff like that. And also it's cool. It's like, you never know who you're going to meet and everything and all and
right.
stuff in this industry.
Yeah. And and like you said, they go hand in hand all the time. I mean, I know for working in the wedding industry, like there's couples that will book their photographer first, or there's couples that will book their DJ first. So if you have a good relationship, you're a photographer, you got a good relationship with a DJ, that DJ will refer you out, and vice versa. You know, mm-hmm. that way you both can end up on that same gig together and such. So yeah, great points that you pointed out with all that too. I mean, and then like other industries, like say for instance, another, you niche down.
Like real estate.
Real estate. So yeah. Real estate, who do you want to get in front of? Well, you want to be in front of obviously real estate agents, but do you want to be in front of just the agent, or do you want to be in front of the front desk person? Do you want to be in front of the broker? Do you want to be in front of mortgage, in front of the mortgage person? Because the mortgage person has a great relationship with the agent, so the mortgage person can also refer you out too. And
even construction companies with that whole industry too, because there's so many construction companies that are doing new builds and everything that then need to get their projects photographed to get it out and everything and stuff like that too. So it's like, there's so many, even within one niche, there's so many different players in it that you don't even notice how wide you can cast your net with all different types of people and everything too. Going fishing.
I gotcha. You go to network with me today.
But you don't want to also be pushy too, because it's right? like, if you're pushy in that sense of networking and you're totally like, all you're doing is pushing your sales, your product. It's like, okay, are you here just for the sale and stuff, or do you really actually care about me? Because when people feel like you're networking with them because you have something in common, like if we're big wrestling fans and stuff like that, so it's like, if you find somebody else that's like, oh, I love wrestling too, oh awesome, did you watch last night's episode and stuff like that and everything, you're talking, you're building a personal relationship to them. So then it's not like, oh, he's just here to try to get a sale or just here to try to get business and stuff. It's like, no, I actually have a genuine connection and stuff like that too, like outside of that and everything and all.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wrestling, football, I mean soccer, whatever, like people could be talking about. Could be Taylor Swift. Could be Swifties, you know? I mean, it could be you love the NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys and such. Like, you're just looking up. You like, you could talk about like they're doing a whole tour and it's in Vegas or something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's relationship building. That's where it really comes down to and such. And having those topics that you can talk about, you know, obviously you have those easy openers. Oh, the weather's pretty nice today. You know, you can talk about like it's feeling good. You don't feel so groggy from the winter depression. Now you're like, oh, I'm alive.
The birds are chirping outside, you know, like right now.
Birds are chirping. Flowers are blooming. But then like have those things like that you care about that are topics that you know that you can have a good conversation with somebody and such. You know, like and obviously networking works difference between guys and guys or a guy and a girl or, you know, girls and girls or girl to a guy and such. I mean, those relationships have different dynamics, you know, and obviously if you're going to be crossing over from guy to girl and other whatnot, we always got to watch out for, is this for networking or are you trying to do something else? You know, like, but you know, we're talking about business professionals. So we want to make sure that whenever you go out and networking, keep your intentions focusing on building business relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I mean, my headshot photographers, I mean, you could always talk with people, like if you have fashion sense or fashion stuff, you can talk about people's outfits and be like, oh, you look, wow, I love how you're dressing and stuff. And it fits in right in with you. Because then you talking about fashion, they okay, this person knows about how people look and everything else like that. So then when you start mentioning that you do headshot photography, then to be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And they'll be able to relate and be like, well, I trust this person's opinion because they have great taste. You know, even if somebody looks ugly, but you tell them look good, I don't know. But like.
Yeah, you don't want to be lying and stuff like that too. Because
exactly.
It's like when you're building networks and you're building those relationships with people, if you start lying or hyping your skills up more than they are and stuff, you lose out on the chance of finding mentors then. Too. If there's somebody that's better than you in your industry, you want to be able to learn. So you don't want to be like, oh, I'm all that and everything and stuff, because then you lose out on that possibility. Plus then if you're starting to lie and saying like, oh yeah, I'm this best person in this industry and stuff like that, then you have to keep up that lie and everything and stuff like that. And then you're kind of wondering like, what did I tell who and stuff like that. So it's like, just be yourself and everything at the end of the day and all. Like, if you're just starting out, that's okay. Like, and all, like, you're going to network with people. Let them know, like, you're building. There's a lot of people that will want to help you build your business and everything and stuff like that. So you don't have to go in there being like, oh, yeah, I have 20 years of experience. I've been done this and done that and stuff, which if you do have all that, great and everything and stuff like that and all. Like, but a lot of people are just getting into the industry, or they might be in the industry, but they're not the best in their industry and they're trying to grow. Like, just come where you are and stuff, like your skill level, where you're at and everything and stuff like that and all. And then you'll find the people to network with and everything, because it's like if you don't resonate with them off of the truth and stuff like that, then you might not want to network with them anyway and stuff like that and all. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely true. The when you're networking, you got to keep it honest. You know, I mean, obviously we go out and we dress nice and stuff. So obviously we're putting a little bit of a facade. There's a certain image that you put out and stuff. But at the end of the day, you still want to authentically bring out whoever that's inside of you out for other people to see. Yeah. And such. And, you know, there's different skills that you can learn that you can use for networking and such. I mean, I am also, one of my backgrounds, I'm also a classically trained actor. Used to do theater, actor. You were an actress. You're classically trained too. So we both were classically trained actors and actresses in plays. I mean, nothing like super major. I mean, I've been in some cool, like great commercials and everything. Most of my work was always behind a camera.
Mine was mostly on stage and stuff like that and all, which is completely different too, because it's like, I'm so nervous, like here, like we're live talking and everything. Like, it's not scripted and stuff. Whereas like when I'm on the stage or I was doing like acting classes or whatever, like, you can read, you can practice, you put on a persona and stuff is so much easier and so different. So it's like when you get out in front of people, you know your lines, you know your character and everything and stuff like that. It's a lot harder, I feel like, too, to be your authentic self sometimes and all and whatnot. And because then it's like vulnerability. You're putting yourself out there. So it's like at networking events and stuff, you're putting who you are out instead of a character and all, which I think it's a lot easier to put out a character sometimes. So, but yeah.
So, all right. So we had a lot of great points today. We just want to make sure so when we talk about networking, you've talked about finding mentors, finding clients, and then we also said about finding people who help with your business. So one of the things that we're going to have, like, different episodes, and they're going to be called our Key Connect Club Spotlight episodes. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be episodes where we're going to be interviewing, whether it could be like someone like an accountant, it could be we have an insurance agent coming up. We have
like people that'll help build your business aspect of it. They might not directly relate to your sales in the sense of customers, but like you need a good like business insurance person and stuff. Like you need help with good accountants, like a lawyer and stuff like that to review contracts. Like these little pieces that a lot of people don't think of when setting up a business and stuff and running your business and everything that are really, really good connections that you need to have and stuff. So connections aren't just all about like connections to get sales and stuff. It's about building your business. So like you said, we're going to have the spotlights on those. That way we could bring in those people that don't necessarily work on like how to network and that kind of stuff, but like they specialize in types of connections and networks that we should have and stuff for our business.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to be in a business networking group and we used to meet once a week, and We would always highlight and spotlight, hey, how did this person help us network, or how did this person help us get this referral that either becomes something for sales or, you know, for something else in the future and such. And, you know, in our future episodes, we're gonna highlight some of those things. So I'd love to hear from you all, fellow creatives, like some of your stories. Like maybe we could also highlight that way other people can hear about, like, hey, you know, I met this person who became one of my key connections. We met at a networking event. And that way it shows the power of networking. Mm-hmm. You know, it really just gets people to be able to see that it's like, oh, it's not just hearsay. Like, this is legitimate. Like, well, we'll share our stories. We have friends and family that will share their stories too. And it'll be we don't want you to miss that. You know, I want you to make sure you see that so that way you can get the value and what we're talking about here.
And if there's certain topics you'd like to see too and stuff like that, like let us know, like of ideas of like, well, what do you think about this industry and stuff like that and everything? Because we'd like to delve in a little bit to that too. But it is all centered about creatives and everything and all in our industry and stuff. So,
maybe. Yeah. And creatives is kind of a spectrum-ish, you know, like we will be focusing on photographers, videographers, musicians. Those would be like kind of like MC, yeah. Actors, hosts and stuff, because the reason those ones tie into us because we have a personal connection with that. Like graphic designers and such, we will try to help you guys out and shout you guys too. I draw a mean stick figure.
Yeah. You would be one of our connections that we'd bring on for the marketing and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Everything that we would be like, we know that'll help build our business and everything, but we don't got the skills for that and stuff like that. But like, even that's another example of stuff like, cause like there's all the people in the marketing industry and everything and stuff like that and graphic and all like building logos and stuff. I mean, that's huge and stuff. Like everybody's needs the logo and everything and stuff too. And also.
And then we're also going to be talking about the future of networking too, AI. And, you know, we have virtual reality. Like that's going to change. That's changing the game.
It's already changing. Yeah.
Everything's changing now. And I mean, you got the chat GTPs, you got the Gorks, you've got Meta with the virtual reality. I mean, I know the metaverse kind of was there, kind of not, but I think they'll probably make a comeback. I don't know, you know, but that's going to change. I mean, think about it like now. We'll have these big networking events via you put your headset on and whatnot, and then you show up.
I'm not doing headset.
You got to have the goggles on.
No, because then I'll have like the imprint around my face with the goggles.
But no one's going to see you because you're going to be an avatar. You put your avatar to look the way you are. And that's where the honesty and the lying is going to come in heavy, because people are going to make these avatars that are like 7 foot tall, buff guy, and then really the guy's like a short, like 4 foot with glasses. That, I think, is going to be insane when people start doing networking events and stuff via virtual reality and such. As a kid, there was a cartoon show called The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, and it had this virtual reality called Quest World. So anybody who grew up as a 90s kid, if you watch Cartoon Network, you probably watched that show, and that's how I want the virtual reality to be. I just get into the whole thing and I walk around. My wife's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but I didn't really watch Cartoon Network a whole lot because I didn't have cable growing up and stuff. So, yeah. But I mean, it sounds interesting.
I'll show you someday. All right. And then we're also going to bring on other creatives in the industry that have found success talk about some of their stories and stuff, whether other photographers, we're going to have some musicians. We are talking about my brother, who's an MC, and talking about how using networking built them up into their respective fields, talk about like whether the pitfalls, whether some of the successes and such. So it's a lot to learn, you know. I mean, we want to help build some mentorship for everyone so you all can grow. And I mean, and you might even be a seasoned vet in networking. You might be a person who goes to networking and you listen to me, you're like, oh, that's garbage. I'm not, you know.
But it could be like you just said, everything's changing, like with the AI, with the virtual, with social medias and stuff like that. And also it's like, I feel like there's a way to bridge a lot of that too, because there's people that have been amazing networkers and stuff in the past, but they've maybe not been on social media and stuff like that. So that might be a whole new aspect and stuff. But then you got the younger generation that's all social media, and that's like they grew up around social media and everything. So
you got to bridge them.
You got to bridge the two together. Yeah. So it's like there's always something to learn, and if you think that you know everything, that's when you stop learning.
Stop. Yep. Yeah.
And also,
so growth gets hindered, and you don't really expand. One thing with social media too is a lot of people think that if a person has a lot of followers, they're going to be a great networking partner. I'm going to disagree with that notion. I don't think just because you have a lot of social media followers will make that person will be an ideal networking partner. Maybe for some,
depending on the industry, probably too.
Possibly depending on the industry, you know, a person can blast your post out, which can get you out in, you know, exposure to their following and such. But is it the right industry? You know, like you could always, like, someone could have, like, I have a buddy of mine who has a YouTube channel and he has 100,000 followers on there and such. And it's like, all right, cool. Well, I don't think anyone would really benefit from me advertising or doing stuff on his, because my stuff requires a person in the general area. His network is all over.
Yeah.
You know, his audience, there you go. It's an audience that's all over the internet. Like, it could be in other states or other countries and such. So that doesn't make him like an ideal person to network, in a sense of like, if I'm trying to promote or advertise and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So, but and then you can go to some people, like, I know business people who make seven figures, but their social media page has like 1,000 followers and such. And so the what I'm trying to get at for you guys is that don't let social media dictate how you should network with people. You know, just because you see somebody has a low follower count or everything on their network, on their social media page, does not make them a bad networking partner. It just means that they're weaker in social media. They may have strong connections. Like, for instance, we have a lady coming on. She has a seven-figure business. She networks with high-profile big people of, like, big banks and businesses at the Wells Fargo Center and, you know, all these other different corporations and such. You go to her social media page, and it's really only, like, a couple hundred people following her and such. So then you would look at it, if you look at it like that, you're like, oh, well, I don't want to network her. But then you meet her in person, you see her business, and you go to her facility, and you're like, oh, snap, wow, I didn't realize. So looks can be deceiving too.
Yeah.
You know? And and followers does not necessarily mean money. Yeah.
But it can.
It can.
Yeah.
It can. So, and it's learning that, understand that dynamic. And that's where we'll probably have a marketing specialist and a person who understands that part of the industry. Like, hey, well, does this make sense? And they would probably get some great insight and such. So we don't know everything. So that's why I like that we're going to have some great guests for all of you to learn from, because I'm going to be learning stuff. I mean, Naomi's going to learn some stuff. And we hope that you all learn some stuff from us too. And I think that's about it. I think we hit all the points that we need to get. Key Connectors Club, guests from the different fields, creators and their backgrounds and experiences. We talked about mentorship. And then we talked about, like, hey, niche down and everything like that. So make sure follow us. We're going to have another great episode coming up. We have
Chris Giddings.
Yep.
He's coming up. He's going to be talking about, like, networking events and, like, in-person networking and stuff like that. And also, that'll be a good one. And then we have
Ashley Owens for Networking Concierge. So those are two of our next ones that we got coming up. And we look forward for all of you all to check them out, because Ashley Owen, she's a networking concierge. Her whole thing is that she'll network for you. She teaches classes on networking. Like, she's a maverick. You know, she actually taught me a lot of the skills that I learned from networking too. So I can't wait to have her on. Chris Giddings. We have Josh Buchter, the Wolf of Broad Street, coming in. We would like to thank you all for joining us today. It's been a great pleasure. And, you know, you can follow up with us. check us out. Our website is www.23journeyscreative.com. And then for contact information, check out our links in the bio of our emails, our social media handles. And we'd love to hear from y'all. Give us some comments, some insights. Tell us your story, you know, and we'd love to share your story on here with us. So I am your host, Tato Dadson, with my lovely wife,
Naomi Dadson.
And thank you for joining 23 Journeys, a network for creatives.
We'll see you next time.